I couldn't believe what I was hearing on Q&A last night. The panellists were discussing the Melbourne school that made that decision to allow Muslim students to walk out on the national anthem. Labor front mentor Tony Burke, Education Minister Simon Birmingham were trying to airbrush what happened. They are trying to twist their way over and over and not really focus on what happened. Now, if you missed it last night, and I'm sure plenty of people would have chosen not to watch Q&A last night, but I was watching a little later on where sometimes some of these comments are made and you just sit there shaking your head. Let me play, first of all, Tony Burke. So we know what happened. The principal asked whether or not people wanted to leave the school assembly while the anthem was being played because it's a month of mourning in the Islamic faith. So they were giving them the option, look, if you want to bail, if you don't want to be here for the Advance Australia Fair, then you can leave. And 30 or 40 people got up and left. It's been roundly condemned, but have a listen to Tony Burke, Labor's Tony Burke, putting his spin on things last night.
They still made the decision on the basis that they viewed our national anthem as something incredibly joyful. Yeah, you know, it was a good understanding of the national anthem that was there, and we shouldn't start to try to shift this as though this was a community that was being all dark on the national anthem. No, they were acknowledging that this is a really joyful part of Australia, and at this point they are in mourning. The decision was made for the best possible intentions. I don't think there's any reason for us to all get angry.
So Tony Burke is trying to argue that the students couldn't sing the anthem because it was so joyous and they were supposed to be in a period of mourning. The Education Minister, Simon Birmingham, is just as bad. Instead of calling out the disgraceful decision by the school principal, Simon Birmingham said we should respect the decision by students and the school.
If there is a legitimate reason in terms of somebody's faith, whether it's of Islamic faith or Jewish faith or Christian faith or anything else, that for a few days or a few weeks of the year, it's not appropriate for them to join in singing or other types of activities, then we should respect that.
So he's not calling it out. In fact, he's saying it's okay and that he has no issues if it happens at another school. We've got politicians on both sides excusing the inexcusable. Tony Burke and Simon Birmingham trying to rewrite history about why students were invited to walk out during the national anthem. Both of them are trying to airbrush what happened and twist the facts about what happened that day. Both of them sound like they're on happy gas. And no, your ears aren't playing tricks. The Federal Education Minister is condoning schools boycotting the national anthem. Your ears are not playing tricks. He says if it's for a legitimate reason based on faith, then we should respect that. Simon Birmingham is waving the white flag, defending this brain-dead and divisive decision, saying we need to be more tolerant. Minister, you are a soft touch, rolling over on Q&A and suggesting that those in the right are in the wrong. There was a grandmother by the name of Lorraine Curdy who was at the school assembly. She knew something was wrong. She knew it was sending the wrong message to young minds, creating a us and them scenario, so she spoke up about it. Well, according to Simon Birmingham, Lorraine McCurdy, the grandmother who spoke up, needs to be more tolerant. Well, you need to toughen up, Simon Birmingham, and stop rewarding the rats. I'd hate to see you running a school if your instinct is to excuse the bad behaviour and blame the innocent for blowing the whistle. What kind of message does that send?